Estimations for the turnout at today's protest have varied between just over 1,500 and up to 7,000 protesters. Organisers Right to Water have said that between 5 and 7,000 turned out, but Gardaí have played those figures down, saying that between 1,500 and 2,000 maximum turned out. While the protest organisers say the turnout wasn't the same as the crowds that came out to the streets in early November, they say they're still more than pleased with the crowds considering it was a bitterly cold and windy day. Speaking to Highland Radio News, Donegal Deputy Pádraig McLaughlin says while the crowds were not as big, it was still a huge turnout.
Clearly this is still a big issue in Donegal. There were thousands of people again here today. We knew there'd be a little bit of a reduction after the government's changes that they brought in. Also, of course, the weather has been particularly bitter here today. So I have to say I'm delighted with the turnout, but more importantly I'm delighted for the people of Donegal that they're still making a huge stand here.
But it wasn't anywhere near as big as the turnout as the start of November's protest.
Well, I think that there has been some changes from the government, so there was always going to be a section of people that would say, OK, I'm satisfied. Now, I have to be honest, I thought the turnout was bigger than what I expected today.
Have the government concessions after November worked?
Well, they've taken some of the sting out, but the problem for the government is that there's still huge resistance. And if a very large section of the Irish people do not pay these charges and continue to resist, then it makes it very, very difficult for them to make this work. And of course, if they can't turn this around, they're facing a real huge dilemma come the next election.